and Zach.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Canty Foundation Specialists. It's a foundation repair company. They're located here in South Carolina, and they do a great job of providing repair services. You know, if you have bowing foundation walls or foundation settlement or tilting chimneys or sticking doors or windows or anything like that, they can help you out. They've got a big staff there, quality products, proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair any problem you have. Now, that's important to say, permanently repair any problem you might have. Put your worries to rest. Also, another very important part here is a free quote. So they'll come by your home, your office, and look at any of the cracks above doorways or windows or any jammed doorways or windows or any bowing foundation walls or cracks among driveways or anything like this. They'll take care of it for you. Remember this. It's our friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get William in this segment, 8:05 this morning. Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, bud?
Couldn't be better, man. Very blessed.
If I was a Clemson fan, I believe my biggest concern right now would be, are they rushing this kid along too fast? You know, talking about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's got some big shoes to fill, don't get me wrong. He's most likely, if something don't happen, he's going to be your starter next year, right?
Right.
I mean, that's – but I don't know, but I guess they know what they're doing. I'm sure they do. But another thing on Georgia, man, you know, I'm gonna say this, and y'all might argue me out of the hemisphere. But if Georgia plays anybody else like they played South Carolina, I put them up against anybody, my friend. And that includes your beloved Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, any of them. I want to see what your opinion is on that.
I was talking to some friends yesterday that Georgia's offensive line, and we saw it really showcased in the South Carolina game, and not just the starters, man, your second team guys. You got a lot of depth on an offensive line. Georgia's offensive line gives them so many bad matchups that they can take advantage of. And then Fromm can play off the play-action game of that, and then your athletes behind them, your tailbacks are talented, your receivers are talented, obviously, that it's your offensive line that would be a very, very difficult out for anybody, including Alabama, including Clemson, including Ohio State. Georgia is so physically dominant up front on the offensive line that they're going to possess a problem for no matter who they play.
And you bring up Fromm. I got one more question. I'll take it out there. I'm trying to figure out how Kirby's going to keep Fields because, you know, y'all got a better situation. Y'all brought Trevor in, and Kelly's just about to leave.
Right.
Now, move on to do whatever he's got to do. I mean, Fromm's still got, what, 3 years of eligibility? I mean, I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how he's going to keep Fields. And I was just wondering if you had any opinion. Kirby's made him a promise. You're going to start the senior year. I don't know. I mean, I was just wondering what your opinion is on that. And I'm going to take it off the air, and y'all have a good day.
Appreciate the phone call, William. This is something that teams run into, that when you have two great players that aren't big separation years, it's going to happen. That's why Hunter Johnson's not at Clemson anymore. If there were 2 years between Hunter Johnson and Trevor Lawrence, maybe you'd see that. But nowadays, and that's why, you know, well, Jalen Hurts is a – he's a junior this year, right? Yeah, junior. Yeah. That there was only 1 year of separation between him and Tua, and that's why one of them will leave in the end. It's hard to keep up with two of them. You'd like to have them just in case, but I agree with you. Since there's only 1 year between them, they're going to have a hard time.
We know who's leaving Alabama.
Hurts. No doubt. All right, I want to touch on a couple of things here. One is Clemson's issues that they had on offense. And the issue, number one, is first down. On the first drive, Zach Orr, Mr. 24, Jack Letanto, and Ryan here. By the way, how about Ryan's feet, man?
Leave the kid's feet alone.
The old boy's got Ronald McDonald feet over here.
He's got some big old feet.
All right, so.
Fifth grade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fifth grade.
Yeah, fifth grade.
There you go.
So here's what we have. The very first drive was a three and out. First play of the game, a pass out Again, a screen pass out to Amari Rodgers minus one. You shouldn't lose yardage in a screen game. But they lose, and so it's 2nd and 11. And that ends up in a punt. On the next touchdown drive, your second downs are 2nd and 16, actually 3rd and 15, and it was an unbelievable pass to Amari Rodgers, the 64-yard pass. That's the biggest play of that one. Even, but after that, 2nd and 13. So in that drive, you had 2nd and 16, 2nd and 13, and 3rd and 13, and then ETN went for 18 on a little swing. The next drive, a one-play drive, that's Lawrence, and you go the touchdown there to Higgins. Lawrence's next drive, 2nd and 5, and you get a first down, 2nd and 8, and Cornell Powell drops the ball. That hurts you. The next drive with Lawrence in there, you get 2nd and 1. You're loving this, but for some reason, you try to throw it on 2nd and 1. I hate that. Especially the first drive. This is something I'll talk about all coordinators. On the very first series coming out.
Sure.
At your own 15-yard line. When you gain, he completes the ball to T. Higgins for 9 yards. Great pass. Remember the pass?
Mm-hmm.
On the sidelines. Again, a pass on the outside the hash. 2nd and 1. It might be an RPO. Don't know. But it's an incomplete pass. Now it's 3rd and 1. And then your interior offensive line gets blown up. And Lawrence on a run takes it for -3. 2nd and 1 on your very first series trying to get the established drive. Get a first down, man.
Yeah.
Run the ball and get a first down. So I agree with that. The next drive is where they get it 2nd and 6. They get a first down. 2nd and 10, they get a first down, a 28-yard run by ETN. And they get it all the way down there, and that's where Bryant fumbles the ball. Then the end of the half. They come out in the second half. It's Feaster run, a bad snap. 2nd and 9, a bad snap. You end up punting that one. The third series, incomplete pass, Mylon Richards. That was not a good throw. It was pressure on that one. So 2nd and 10. Then you have on the touchdown drive, 2nd and 3. And with the very first play of that drive was the 50-yard pass to Higgins. But only 2nd down he had that was 2nd and 3. So that you score a touchdown on that drive. The pass to Renfro for 40 yards is the first play of the next drive. You did have a 2nd and 10 in that one. You end up converting that one, and you scored on 3rd and goal. For the rest of the game, it's not good. You get a 2nd and 5, you make it, but you get 2nd and 10, and you don't make it. The next drive, 2nd and 7, and you don't make it. The next drive, 2nd and 11, and you don't make it. There's a lot of longs in there. See what I'm saying? You didn't have 2nd and 6 or less a whole lot in that game, is sure. My point. The other point is that as far as those about what Trevor Lawrence does in his drives, let's go back and look at that quickly. Because I think there's a narrative out there that, well, Trevor just didn't play very well. Do you get that narrative that Bryant played so much better than Trevor? He played better.
Yes.
But let's look at Trevor Lawrence's drives, okay?
There's the idea out there that he performed poorly in A&M.
Okay. Here's Trevor Lawrence's drives.
Mm-hmm.
Very first play.
One play.
64-yard touchdown. You know, the throw's good. Give T a lot of credit for that one, though.
Mm-hmm.
But give Lawrence credit for realizing man coverage. You got him over there. The safety's not over there. You know, doing that. On the next drive, he goes ETN. They start at their own 38. ETN for 5, 2nd and 5. He throws a 12-yard pass to DeAndre Overton, 1st and 10. He runs for 2, is 2nd and 8. Everything's going well. You got the ball at the 8 and 43. Cornell Powell drops the ball. 3rd and 8, pressure, has to throw it away, end up punting. So would you say that, Zach, the key part of the drive here was the drop ball? Cornell Powell's drop.
Yes.
Okay. So that's not an issue with what Trevor Lawrence did, right? Next one, this is where the play calling got bad, I thought. Lawrence to T. Higgins, they take over their own 15-yard line. That's the 9-yard pass to Higgins. On 2nd and 1, a throw ball, incomplete, and then the line gets blown up on 3rd down. I told you that. I didn't like that play call there. Lawrence's fault with that drive?
No.
I thought play calling was the end of that one. Bryant comes in. Bryant fumbles at the goal line. In the two drives that he played in the second half, you had Feaster, didn't do anything. The bad snap on 2nd down, and it puts you in 3rd and 16. I thought he did a good job just escaping 3rd and 16 and then throwing the ball away, not take a loss there. Then the next drive, the incomplete pass to Richard, the pass for no game to ETN, And on 3rd and 10, I thought he made a great job, throws it over there and gets to Renfro.
Renfro's got to go to the 6 there.
Yeah, that's right. He does. But there's pressure, man. He escapes pressure. Mm-hmm. He comes back to it because he's coming back to the quarterback because the quarterback's trying to escape pressure. I thought that was a great play by him there. And that's all he played. So I don't get this narrative that he played bad. The other thing is that Bryant did play really, really well. He won the game for you. I give Bryant a lot of credit for the two throws on the two touchdown drives. The one thing we don't give Bryant enough credit for, I thought, was on the 27-yard run and then the touchdown run on the goal line down there. Those were two great runs by Bryant. The throws, the Higgins throw wasn't a great throw. So I'm going to give him a lot more credit for those two great runs throughout all this thing. I thought Bryant played better than Trevor Lawrence. But I don't see this narrative that there was a – much like it was in the first week. Remember, everybody's trying to talk here saying, hey, the first week, Trevor played better. And I thought he did, but sure. It wasn't by a wide margin. I didn't think Bryant played as bad as some people thought Bryant played. And I think Lawrence played as great as some people thought he played. So I don't think the margin's all that wide in either area. As wide as some might make it sound in either area.
In the scheme of the quarterback competition, the quarterback battle, whatever you want to put it, Trevor Lawrence threw the first punch, and this was Kelly Bryant's counterpunch. This is what it was. It's 1-1. I think Trevor was better in the first game. Yeah. Kelly was better on the road at A&M.
To me, this narrative will continue to be every week, Bryant's going to play good a few series. Lawrence play good a few series. They'll kind of go with the flow. And
they'll get graded, and we'll evaluate afterwards. Right.
But let's grade them on what they did rather than the other things around them. There will be a time in a game where an offensive lineman gets beat on a stunt and Bryant's going to take a sack and we're going to go, oh my God, Bryant's just not very good today. You know,
mm-hmm.
For instance, on the one deal with the snap where Fisher made a great play, by the way, to keep the ball from going farther back. You can't say in that drive, well, Trevor just didn't play well in that drive. You know, you can't blame Kelly if an offensive lineman gets blown up, or blame Lawrence if a snap is a bad snap. So let's don't use those as narratives, you know what I'm saying? And by the same token, again, we're going to give Trevor credit for the touchdown to Higgins, but Higgins made a great play there. And we give Bryant, on the other Higgins ball, a lot of credit, but I thought Higgins made a good job of coming back to that ball. And then, oh, by the way, on that throw, that was not pass interference on T. Higgins. The defensive back was already going down. He stumbled before the ball got there. And they both have had their hands on each other.
He stumbled.
He stumbled.
But there was a clear push for me.
As he was going down.
You still can't do that. You can't help him on the way down. You can't help him get there quicker.
He wanted to break his fall.
By accelerating it?
Hey, dude, let me be honest with you. We're pretty biased right here about Clemson, okay? Yeah. Let's make sure of that, okay? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, that tends to happen when you're the flagship station for Clemson Athletics.
That does. That tends to happen that way. My point through all that was, A, first down hurt them, and B, some things are out of your control as a quarterback. On a play, for instance, there's a couple plays in there where Bryant did a good job just to get back to the line of scrimmage. And on the stats, it looks like a run for 1 yard. But in all actuality, I thought Bryant did a really good job on a couple of those plays he got the most he could get for what it was blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Lawrence on, you can look at a play that's incomplete pass, but on a couple of those, I thought he did a good job of just escaping the pressure to just get rid of the ball, just to get it out of there and don't take a sack. So you can't judge by saying, well, this guy went 12 of 17. This guy went 15 of 18. This guy did, you know, that's not it at all. Look back and evaluate and blame the guy for what he can do and give him credit for what he did and what he can't do. So all that kind of stuff. Anyway, let's go to Rustin in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Rustin. How you doing this morning?
Hey, how are you doing, Mickey?
Fantastic. Zach? Yeah, we're doing great. Hope you're doing well.
How'd you guys enjoy Austin and Texas?
Well, I did Houston, the Woodlands, and College Station. I did talk to some folks that went to Austin, and they loved it as expected. I tell you, you'll appreciate this, Rustin. I didn't realize until maybe last year sometime, where Austin's, is it an official slogan of keep Austin weird?
Yeah, that's the, I don't know about official, but sure. Yeah. That's the slogan.
I saw a t-shirt from a A&M fan in maroon with white writing, and it said, "Keep College Station normal." Pretty cool stuff there. So anyway, we had a great time, man. The I always enjoy my time in Texas. I think it's great. Love the people there. Very, very nice, very hospitable. There's a lot of land there, man, and there's a lot of nothing between the
You're
Houston and College Station, at least. Yeah.
I got two things that I want to bring up. First, I went to College Station and went to the game, and I was just very impressed with how our fan base traveled. I was driving around College Station, and I swear I saw just as many Clemson fans, I felt like, as I did A&M fans just walking around.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty cool. I think it's a testament to our program in general, and just, you know, the fan base kind of buying into everything. I don't know if you saw that as well.
I did. When we
pretty cool.
I tweeted this out too, that one of these, like Stuart Mandel, one of these big time national writers, said that on my rental car shuttle, it's all Clemson fans here. These Orange Airport, the Atlanta Airport, the, you know, all these airports are nothing but Clemson fans here. I thought they traveled great. I would guess 8,000, maybe more than that, Tiger fans made it out there. Now, in 104,000 seats, it doesn't look like a lot, but there had to be at least 8,000 out there, no doubt.
I was at a bar, and there was a Clemson cadence count that started, and, you know, we had their A&M fans kind of trying to like drown it out, but there were actually more Clemson fans in the A&M bar,
right,
doing the cadence count, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was the first thing. The second thing that I kind of wanted to get you guys' opinion on, or at least like tell you guys what my opinion was and see what you thought, as far as the A&M game goes and the result and all the things that happened, I don't know if there could have been a better result. I think that at the end of the day, 28-6, now Clemson, especially our defense, is going to be playing with a chip on their shoulder with something to prove for the rest of the season, which coming to the season, it was all this hype and all this other stuff. But now, you know, if you're reading like some of the national analysts have kind of like put out these articles about, you know, maybe some doubts about our defense or doubts about like if we're actually as good as people said we were. I think it puts Clemson in a position to kind of play with the chip on our shoulder. I think we've always played better with the chip on our shoulder. I don't know if you guys agree with that or not, but it puts us in a position to learn a lot, and it also puts us in a position to kind of play with something to prove, also walking away with a win. So I don't know. That's kind of what I thought about it from a positive perspective.
I agree with that. Clemson needs chips on its shoulder. The very best football they play is where Dabo Swinney finds some sort of motivational way for the guys to play with an edge. And, you know, this is something that Saban does that as well. And I'll leave you this, Rustin, and I've told the story before, that I was talking to Burton Burns one time after they were up 31-0 against Georgia one year, and then Georgia came back and made like 31-14 in the second half. And that Sunday I'm talking to him, I said, "Man, y'all, you just blow them off, the doors off the board." He goes, "Yeah." He said, "Be honest with you, we're kind of glad they scored us two touchdowns in the second half." I said, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, because we played perfect in the first half, and if you play that way in the second half on Monday, we'd have a hard time getting these guys back down and ready, and we'd have, you know, there weren't a whole lot of teaching moments in it." So it kind of helps us to say, "Hey, we got to keep the foot on the pedal," you know, that kind of stuff. And this is a mid-season, early season game, September, October game. You know, you want to keep getting better and better and better. And I agree with you. I think this defensive line didn't like being held as much as they'd like. I know the secondary from Kayvon Wallace yesterday, he didn't like some of the talk about his deal. I think it's one of the best things. That, and you got another experience in a close football game on the road in a tough environment that you can go to now. And when it comes up again, it's much more experience. You won't panic in case anything happens down the road.
No, totally agree. And I don't know if they're – obviously it would have been great to blow them out. But at the end of the day, I think that it's good that we walked away with a win and there's a lot to learn. But then we also have – I feel like our defense is going to be playing with a chip on their shoulder for the rest of the season. And our offense is, you know, the way that our offense played, you know, halfway through the third quarter, all the way through the rest of the fourth quarter, that has something to prove as well. So I think that bodes well for us.
Totally anyway, agree, man.
I'll take it offline, but that's all I have to say.
Thanks, but I appreciate the phone call. Makes really good points from Austin, Texas. Keep College Station normal. I love that stuff. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Felicia, hang on. We'll come back to your phone call. We'll take a phone call, text, tweets in the next two segments. Tony Morrell at 8:05. Hey, we're going to be at Chick-fil-A of Clemson this Friday. Looking forward to it. Tiger Paw Biscuits, come by and see us. We're there from 6 to 9. They've got all the minis and the breakfast, getting your day started off right. You're going to love it. Chick-fil-A of Clemson. ILoveChickfil-A.com. Here's something new, Mr. 24. Get that app. Get your Chick-fil-A app. Get your order in. Take care of it. Save a lot of time. Download that app when you go to the Chick-fil-A stuff, and then put your local Chick-fil-A's in here. I'll see you Friday at Chick-fil-A from 6 to 9. We'll take a short break. More after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON. And we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
This is Walt Deptula for HealthDare. HealthDare isn't a weight loss program. HealthDare is a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you better from the inside out. Your body is filled with visceral fat inside that sticks to your internal organs, that leads to blood pressure problems, diabetes, CPAP machines, gouts. HealthDare can help you reverse the symptoms of these conditions in as little as 30 days. In 90 days, you're beyond your way to being completely well. HealthDare will provide you a nutritionist as soon as you sign up. Someone will always be there to answer your questions. That's HealthDare. 1-877-432-7363. 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
Book your initial consultation with the HealthDare today. Go to IDareGreenville.com. IDareGreenville.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our fall closeout sale on our best-selling John Deere tractor packages. Save up to an additional $3,900 and be equipped for anything. Visit agproco.com.
Let's tee up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Lakeside Lodge. Matter of fact, I need to call my friend Leighton Cubbage this morning and check in with him and see how he's doing. Hadn't talked to those guys. Hadn't talked to Tosh in a while. Those great guys over there. Hey, Lakeside Lodge, I did ride by there one day last week. It's rocking and it's rolling and it's awesome. This is a unique concept that blends the condominium and all the amenities of the condominium, all the amenities of the resort, with a hotel part of it, aspect of it as well. And, you know, they got three different floor plans there. You get a studio, you get a two-bedroom, you get a three-bedroom. So that can get you a three-bedroom. That way you can rent it out on nights you're not using all three rooms, or if you're only using one of the, or two of the rooms, you can do that too. I like the big, huge football field, tailgate field they have there. Like all of the, you know, the housekeeping and the maintenance. Look, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be easy. And you get a place, plus, like I said, you can rent it out when you're not there. Go by and see Taj Boyd, the great team at Lakeside Lodge. They're at off 123 of Tiger Boulevard, right there in Clemson. The best thing to tell you about seeing pictures and looking at you know, floor plans, all this kind of stuff, it's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. All right, to our phone lines, our Northland Communication phone lines. And we bring in Felicia, who's Zach. Have you repaid Felicia for her bottle of water that she saved you from your dying thirst?
I offered. She said no because she's a classy lady that way. Offered to get you to buy her some breakfast and pay you back that way at Chick-fil-A the other day, and you said I wouldn't do it. I'm not getting up from my seat for her.
That's not what I said.
So there's going to be some kind of retribution at some point. But again, we appreciate it.
Felicia, good morning. I'll tell you this. The next time we see the drive-thru, I'll make Zach pay for your breakfast.
Oh, absolutely.
And pay you back. Yeah. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing good. How are you doing?
We couldn't be better. Blessed.
Good. No repayment needed. You guys made me laugh so hard that day I couldn't help but bring in some water. But I just had two quick questions. One was for you, and then one was for Ryan, because I wanted him to have the opportunity to talk.
Perfect.
So the first question, Mickey, was, I don't know if you were able to watch anything back on game day, but they did a feature piece on Tyler Helinski and his family, which, of course, you know, it was really hard to watch as a parent. But as a Tiger, I don't pay any attention to Gamecock recruiting or anything like that. But I couldn't help but notice his dad was wearing a South Carolina visor. So I read also the piece that they did on ESPN.com and realized his brother was coming. So I just wondered if you could give, you know, I didn't know if you knew a whole lot about his brother, but I definitely will have a hard time rooting against him, you know, just seeing what their family's going to go through. But I just wondered if there was any, you know, any background you could give on that. And then the second question was more for Ryan. I just wondered, Ryan, what it was like for you on Sunday to watch Deshaun play your Patriots. And also several other Tigers. So I just wondered, you know, if you had a hard time with that. So that's it, and I'll take it offline.
Thank you, Felicia. I appreciate the phone call. I'll answer this question after you go first. That had to be hard for you, man. You're a Patriots fan, but you like Deshaun, right?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't know what was going to go on. I didn't know who would have been better, but I just went with the Patriots today.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they got Nuke. I know they got Deshaun. I know the Texans got Deshaun. I'm not saying the Patriots.
But it's still, it's a team game for you. Yeah. Patriots got the win.
Yeah.
Deshaun didn't play great either, I didn't think.
Well, I mean.
Because it was against a tough defense, though.
Yeah, it's a really tough defense.
Yeah, so it was a great win for you guys on that. But I didn't think about that. You're having to, you kind of split there a little bit. Did you want those guys to play well, but then the Patriots still win?
Well, I wanted to see a good game, high scoring.
Right.
Both offense and defense
pretty
well. But I did want to see the Patriots come out with a win.
Besides Brady, who's your next favorite Patriot?
Definitely Rodgers. Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, he's pretty cool cat, no doubt about that. The second part, or the first part of the question, was about Ryan Helinski. You know, his brother, who committed suicide from up at Washington State. That's a hard, very, very tough, difficult story there. I think that Ryan Helinski, oh, by the way, four-star quarterback coming to South Carolina, a guy that is a lot of Gamecock fans are thinking about maybe being the key, the future for South Carolina football. He's more of a pocket passer type. He's about 6'3", 6'4". But 6'4", 218 is what they list him at now. He's number 63 overall player in the country. And right now is out in California, but I think the family's looking forward to coming here, getting away, getting a new start. And I think Felicia made a good point. I couldn't imagine what their family's going through. And Ryan now playing the same position, you know, hopefully we'll give them many, many, many bright days in the future and kind of take a lot of the pain. You'll never take all the pain away, but man, that has to be difficult to watch. I didn't watch the game day. Did you watch
the feature was tear jerking. It really pulled at the heartstrings. We actually just had National Suicide Awareness Day, right? To kind of get that word out there, to get people to talk about mental health and kind of get the stigma away from it and know that it's okay to reach out if you're struggling with anything. And I hope somebody got something out of the feature they ran on game day. And then even this morning, having the conversation about it, because it is a sad situation. And the family during the feature talked about having that discussion about, you know, do we even want to continue down the football road with our youngest son? And it was more of an homage and an honor to continue to do that. And they're going to do that at South Carolina. So you pull against him as a Gamecock, but you pull for him as a human being. And the best wishes to that family moving forward.
Yeah, hopefully have many, many more bright days. But a quarterback, the same position, you know, he's going through the recruiting process again. It's got to be a lot of that same stuff there.
Sure.
Ryan Helinski, the number 3 quarterback in the country, according to Rivals.com, number 63 overall player, the 6th best player in the state of California. And I know a lot of Gamecock fans are looking forward to getting him over
there's
here.
There's Gamecock John. Where's he been?
Gamecock John! He didn't contact us yesterday.
Hey!
All right, Gamecock John, you got to call in. Because I told you, Georgia's better at every single position. And people try to argue with me.
There's a lot of claims made about South Carolina's chance in that game.
We have been inundated with these phone calls. Hey, Mickey, I'm sorry you were right. I didn't mean to doubt you.
Mm-hmm.
See, Ryan, what happened last week on the show, I said Georgia's better than South Carolina at every single position. And some people didn't believe that. Did you get a chance to watch it all, South Carolina and Georgia on Saturday?
I watched the first quarter of it, but then I had to go do my play.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all in all, you missed a big Georgia butt kicking as the Georgia Bulldogs put it all over South Carolina.
I heard about it. Yeah. I heard about it.
It was a great win for Georgia. Georgia kind of flexed their muscle a little bit, and Georgia proved, look, Kirby Smart made a great quote at some point in time saying, lines of scrimmage don't flinch. You know, sometimes loud crowd noise.
Yep.
First half, not second half, but loud crowd noise, and you get, you know, some guys that might be nervous not play. Lines of scrimmage don't flinch. Georgia's line of scrimmage, especially that offensive line. I look down. Cade Mays was just mauling people, and the center Galliard and those guys. Man, they were just mauling people up front. And South Carolina got exposed for what we thought they would be exposed for. I asked Tony Morrell a lot during the offseason. You heard me say this. Are you concerned about the size on the defense? The Gamecocks' defensive line got swallowed up. I was also concerned the tackling in the secondary. Faster, more bigger, stronger athletes broke tackles and made big plays. And there was time in there where, let me get this to you, Zach. This is one of the most demoralizing things that can happen to a team. In the second half, let me get this drive right. Let me see. In the second half, they come out with this drive right here. I think this is the drive. Yeah. Georgia's up 41-10. They start at their own 14-yard line. You ready for this, Mr. 24?
Yes.
DeAndre Swift run for 4 yards. Pass complete to Hardeman for 8. Then Harrion, 10-yard run. Harrion, 9-yard run. Holyfield, 26-yard run. Holyfield, 6-yard run. Swift, 4-yard run. Swift, 4-yard run. Harrion, 15-yard run. 9 plays, 86 yards, 8 running plays. Demoralizing that you got it smashed down your throat. The drive before that, Swift, 2-yard loss. Complete pass to Holloman for 15, and then 3-yard run, 2-yard run, incomplete pass, holding penalty, then the pass to Hardeman down the sideline for 42 yards. The drive, the opening drive of the second half, you had a 13-yard run in there, a 10-yard run in there, a 7-yard run in there, and then a long pass in there. It just, Georgia lined up, and as we said before in that game, the South Carolina had to have some semblance of running it. Did I say, I think I said 150 yards is what they needed. They had 50 yards rushing, 54 yards rushing. And Georgia had 271 yards rushing. And that continues that narrative now. Georgia's had, my math is correct, Georgia's had almost 800 yards rushing the last 3 years against South Carolina. South Carolina's had about 100 yards rushing. And the line of scrimmage, as we thought, as we said in throughout the entire week last week, was that Georgia's just better than South Carolina. Now Georgia, it looks like they're going to cruise. Buddy, it's not Win Game Wednesday, but before we take a break, Mr. Ward 24, I want to ask you a win game about South Carolina coming out of that game.
An unofficial win game.
Because it's not Win Game Wednesday?
Because it's not Win Game Wednesday.
Give me the 1-1 right now. Tell you what, dude, let me give you the FPI, and that way we can compare this.
I don't care about FPI.
You don't need the FPI.
I don't need it.
I'm interested to see what FBI says, though. All right. 82% chance of beating Marshall.
They'll beat Marshall this weekend.
57% chance of winning at Vanderbilt.
They'll beat Vandy. The ship is righted.
53% chance of winning at Kentucky.
They lose at Kentucky. 3-2.
I'll go with the loss there, too. 48% chance of beating Missouri at home.
3-3.
Oh, no. I'm going to win there.
Mm-hmm.
42% chance of being A&M at home.
They're going to get smacked by A&M. 3-4.
79% chance of beating Tennessee at home.
4-4. I was right in the world.
27% chance of beating Ole Miss at Ole Miss.
4-5.
I'm going to go win there. No, I'll go lost there. 39% chance of beating Florida on the road.
4-6.
I'm going to go a win there.
Why?
Florida's not very good. I watched Florida, Kentucky. They're not very good.
4-6.
98% chance of beating Chattanooga.
It's a 5-win team, my man.
And 12% chance of beating Clemson.
It's a 5-win team.
5-7?
5-win.
No. In the end, they lost to Georgia. They'll lose one between Kentucky, Missouri, and A&M. That's
one?
Two. Yeah. They're
going to beat two of those teams?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll lose one between Ole Miss and Florida. And then lose to Clemson 8-4. You're saying 5-7? 5-7? And then next year, he's on the hot seat going into next year? I know we're up against one, Mr. Orr 24.
Yep.
But let me give you the 2019 South Carolina football schedule.
You got to get him this year.
Because next year.
I think you got a couple of big boys on the schedule next year.
You ready?
Yes.
North Carolina. Give me a quick win game here. North Carolina.
For 2019?
Yes.
Come on, man.
I got to have it. This is what win game is all about.
Why?
Because.
North Carolina is a terrible program right now.
All right, they'll win that one. Charleston Southern.
Yeah.
App State at home.
Whoa.
They'll win that one. Clemson at home.
I mean, obviously.
All right, lost. Home games in the SEC. 4 home games. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Lost.
Florida at home.
Lost.
No, they'll beat Florida. Kentucky at home.
Why are you having them beating Florida so much?
I don't know. Kentucky at home.
Loss.
Also win. Vanderbilt at home.
You want to give them the Kentucky win? Did you want to give them the last 4 years, too?
Vanderbilt at home.
They can win that game.
All right, now here's your road games in the SEC next year. At Georgia.
You're going to lose that, Georgia.
At Missouri.
You could win, but, we'll give them a win on that
one. At Tennessee.
We'll give them a win on that one.
At A&M.
Lose.
You're saying 6-6. Can Will Muschamp survive?
5-7 and 6-6?
5-7, 6-6.
No chance. Whew. And then we start all over down there.
Crazy.
And get us the next bill of goods sold. And
crazy.
This is the one, guys. Never again. They got to stop saying that after games.
Never again.
Never again.
No.
Never again.
No. It's going to happen again.
A fifth grader can tell you never again is not working, right? Good job, Ryan. I like it, buddy. Hey, let me tell you about, I'm going to give you some advice, Ryan. Ready? Start saving money.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Your granddad has done pretty well. Your dad's done pretty well. You got to save money, man. And you need to call. I'm not saying you need to call, but right. early in life, the earlier you save, the better you can do this here. Get in touch with Greg Wells, the Kiwi Financial Group. Here's the great thing about Greg Wells and the folks. They can do the you know, all the investing, like the stocks and bonds and mutual funds, but they also have alternative investments. I love that. If you need health insurance, life insurance, medical supplements or disabilities, they take care of that. Social Security and maximizing that plan, that's one of the most complicated things. I'm scared to death of all that. I don't have to worry about it for a little bit, but I'm scared to death of like when to take it, how to take it, how to do all that. Retirement income planning, college planning. You got two brothers, right?
Yeah, two brothers.
All right, man. So you got three all together. There's got some college planning going on for your children and grandchildren, estate planning. Let Greg Wells and the folks take care of you. It's 654-5043. You know where Max Drive-In is?
Yes, I do.
All right, right beside there. That's where you go to see Greg Wells and the great folks there at Kiwi Financial Group. It's KiwiFG.com. Let's take a break. One more open phone line, text, tweet segment, then Tony Morello, 805 more after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacB Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering 2018 Ford Escapes up to $4,000 off MSRP and 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit. And remember, George Coleman Ford does not charge any dealer fees. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $3,000 in factory rebates.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity.
We have a equal opportunity right here for a lot of folks. How about this? Robinhood is a really cool, a new innovative approach to investing. It's an investing app. Download this, and they're going to let you buy and sell stocks and ETFs options and cryptos, and all that's commission free. They strive to make this work for everybody, not just the wealthy. Thus, Robinhood, non-intimidating way for you newcomers to invest, the first timers to get involved in this, and really gain some confidence in it. It's as simple as can be. I've seen this app; it looks great. Again, no commission fees. It's easy to use. It's easy to learn. Probably the best way to do is go ahead and jump right in there right now. And I've got some great information for you. Robinhood is giving listeners of the show free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to try to help build your portfolio. So you sign up today. How do you sign up, you ask? Mickey.Robinhood.com. MickeyRobinhood.com. Do that. You'll enjoy it. It's a really cool app. And it's a great, again, my dad taught me years ago, the way to learn is to do. So get in there and do it. Work on it. And take your time. I think you'll enjoy that, no doubt about it. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Fletcher Anderson checks in with us, Mr. 63. Good morning, Fletcher. How you doing, man?
I'm just a spoiled, rotten Clemson football fan. How about you?
I'm great. By the way, I love your daughters on y'all's segment, and congratulations on them having another sister. That's awesome.
I wanted to ask you about that. Have you ever, you got a boy coming in December?
February. When are y'all? Well, how about y'all?
Like less than 2 weeks.
Good luck with it. So, hey, man, this is old news to you, though. You've done this, man. This isn't their first rodeo. You got this thing.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. I wanted to ask you, have you ever read in the Bible where it says you got to die to yourself so that you can... Yeah. Find your new self, your new life.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard a sermon on it.
I never understood that.
Yeah.
I never understood about what it meant to die to yourself, but after having children, you're going to figure it out pretty quick, man.
Yeah.
So one of my questions to you is, do you know what a baby Bjorn is?
No.
Okay, baby Bjorn is that thing that you strap on, that you slide the kid into so that they're like strapped to your chest and you have your hands free to do whatever you need to do, text, whatever.
It's a
drive, really.
Do a radio show. Have them to the front of your chest there.
That's right. Yeah. You can do it. You can just put on. It's a reverse papoose.
So Andy McElvey, I give Andy a hard time because he's too proud to use the baby Bjorn. Is Mickey Plowler too proud? Is Mickey? I mean, you get a high level of function when you use this thing. Now, granted, you've sold off your soul to ever being a cool man in public,
right,
probably forever, but. Is Mickey going to don the baby Bjorn?
Does it affect your backswing as much as it looks like it would inhibit your backswing? Because I can see...
It's going to make it hard to make the turn, yeah. It's going to... A short game would be fine, I think.
Okay. All right. I love it. So, yeah, I can see me doing that. And you're forward-facing, so it's almost like one of those cameras like the referees wear, so you get to see what the baby sees. So you want to see something, you can turn that way and say, hey, look over there, and so you can turn it, you know.
That's
yeah,
right. That's
I can
right.
see it. Yeah. Have you done it before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very handy.
Okay.
But the men that are too cool for it, it's just like a minivan, you know. A lot of men just will not allow their wives to get minivans. I understand what they're trying to pretend they're not.
But they are.
I just don't know why. Yeah. Are you hoping that the college student at the stoplight, you know, fooled by the fact you're driving a Tahoe, that she thinks you're like, you know, mid-20s and single and, you know, I mean, she still knows whether you're driving a minivan or a Tahoe or a truck that you're middle-aged, married with kids. You're not, you ain't fooling anybody.
Right. Believe me, and I've driven the station van for many years around some low, so, no, I've given up all pride as far as that goes.
Station van turns some heads. Let's be clear about that.
It does. It's a head turner. There's no doubt about that. That's great.
Well, I'm excited for you, and as I said, we are Clemson fans are spoiled rotten. I think the year we won the national championship a couple years back, after about week two or three, people were calling for Deshaun Watson's head. So anybody that's disgruntled about the team right now, we don't come out of the gate guns a-blazing. I can't remember any year where we really did. We kind of get better as we go along, and I think that's what will happen with this team.
Well, it's – I get it. I understand it. People are always wanting more. I mean, it's never really enough. I see all that. I just want people to understand why and not just complain for the sake of complaining through all that kind of stuff. I thought it was a great win. What'd you make of Clemson's win? What'd you make of Georgia's win?
I didn't think Georgia was going to steamroll South Carolina, but I didn't know that their offensive line was just going to maul South Carolina's defensive line either. I mean, there were points in the third quarter and fourth quarter where the Georgia running back was running through the A-gap standing straight up, like never even attempted to lower his shoulder pads because the hole was so big and there was no one in his area code that he was running through. You hardly ever see that. And that offensive line was just blowing up that defensive line and those front seven for South Carolina so bad. And I think they're just big and strong and good. And Georgia's, they do what they do. And that's one thing about Georgia that's different than Clemson. It just seems kind of like they do what they do, and then they bring in new people, and they keep doing it. Each year it's almost like we're reinventing 30% of our offense based on the personnel we have. And it's working well for Georgia. It's working well for us. So I'm not complaining. But a win at A&M, you know, the year we won the national championship, people were mad about after the NC State game, but that win was still enough to get us to the title. So, I mean, a 2-point win against A&M, I'll take it. I thought Kellen Mond played great.
See, that's what I thought. Mond made so many plays that were right there at him, right there, just about to hit him, and he comes this miraculous throw and these Hail Mary type, float the ball up, and Kayvon Wallace tips it, and the guy still catches it, and I thought a lot of that happened. I give them a lot of credit. A&M is good. Now, their schedule is murder, but A&M, I think, is going to be a tough out for a lot of folks. I said this, and I'll ask you this before I let you go. How many teams would have gone in and beaten A&M if all of the variables remain constant and A&M plays like that? How many teams would have gone in and won down there Saturday night?
I'd say in the SEC, you could say Alabama. But the difference between Alabama and our defense is that Alabama would have made those three interceptions in the fourth quarter, and they would have slammed that door shut.
I agree with that.
When they started coming back, I don't know what it is about our defense. As good as they are, we get pressure, we get tackles for a loss, we get in position – we cover well a lot of times, but we just can't – we don't have quite that killer instinct on the turnovers. In Alabama, not only do they pick you off if you put it where it can be caught by the DB, they'll take it back to the house about half the time.
Right. I agree with that. Totally agree with that. I think Georgia would have beat them. I think Ohio State would have beat them.
Yeah, I think Georgia probably.
So that's four. Oklahoma, maybe. The point is, it doesn't take long to call a roll in that class of who would have gone down there and won Saturday night, not atmosphere, not environment, and where they play.
I think A&M's going to be a tough out for a lot of teams. I don't like Jimbo that much, but I think he knows what he's doing, and I think he'll be able to recruit well there. I think they're the biggest sleeping giant in all of college football and the most, right next to Georgia, the most underperforming. But I think Georgia's pulling out of that now. I think Georgia's going to be on top of their game and for several years to come.
Totally agree.
We'll see.
Totally agree. Hey, give us a phone call or text or whatever next couple of weeks with the good news.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
All right, but hope everything goes well for y'all. That's great. Do I wear that baby born?
Not golfing.
No, not golfing. What do you think? Now, have you seen this? You got two little brothers, right?
Yeah, my mom had it on for a little bit, but she got it off because my brother just did not like it.
So, hey, man, I tell you what we'll do then. I'll just leave it up to the baby. If he likes it, we'll do it. If not, he won't do it. There you go. Let it be a market-driven society there, market-driven world there. Good advice, Wayne Ryan. I appreciate that. But I do want to tell you about our friends over at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. I talked to Greg Rushen yesterday, and, man, I got to tell you, they're jazzed. They're awful. They're super excited. He goes, man, I got all kind of kitchen stuff. I've got this awesome new app or new equipment for our teaching things going on, and this body track, and they've got all kinds of great things going on for you there. They're continuing to build. They're building this unbelievable getaway experience for you. And I keep telling you this, if you're a Clemson fan, if you're a Georgia fan, it's about 35 minutes a piece from each, right in the middle. They want you to come stay with them in their unbelievable accommodations. Then let them take their Sprinter van, take you, your family, your tailgate to the games, prepare all your food for you. You don't do anything. You play golf, you go to the spa stuff, you work out, you go to the great dining there, you stay in great accommodations. Go by and see them. It's from my friends at Katechi. This is easy. Go to the website, see the lodging, CATEECHEE.com. Tony Morrell joins us in hour number 3.